Good morning, everyone. So the topic of today's shiur is whether or not the Isser Deraisa of Baal Tolin applies to a person who is a Kablin. Now, what is a Kablin? So we know that there's a very basic difference in halacha between a Schir Yoim and a Kablin. A Schir Yoim is a hired worker who is paid by hour. He's paid by the time that he spends working for you. That is a Schir Yoim. A Kablin is fundamentally different. He is not being paid for the time that he spends working for you. Rather, you pay him for the end result. You pay him for the product that he produces, such as a dry cleaner's. A dry cleaner is not being paid for the time they spend cleaning your suit. Rather, they are being paid for the work that they do and the product that they have as a result of the work that they put in. That is a Kablin. And the question is the Parsha of Baal Tolin, both the Lav of Baal Tolin and the Mitzvah Saseh of B'yoyim Etit Nisharoi, applicable only when it comes to a Schir Yoyim, or even when it comes to a Kablin? For instance, you have the dry cleaners deliver your suit, and you don't have cash on you. Is there a Shaila of violating an Isser Deraisa if you don't pay him during the course of the day? So, the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, addresses this question directly. And the Gemara tells us that it is contingent on the Machlekes in Shas, whether Uman Kene B'Shvach Kli or not. Which means that there's a general Machlekes that appears in many different sugyas, whether an Uman is Kene B'Shvach Kli. So if, let's say, you give raw material to an Uman, give raw material to a person who is going to produce a suit from the raw material. The question is, when he makes the suit, and it now has an elevation in value, it goes up in price because it's worth more as a result of it being put together as a suit, is he koine b'shvach kli? Is it his in halacha? And the material is yours, but now he produced the suit. The suit belongs to him, and now when you pay him, it's like you're purchasing the suit from him. Or Uman Einei Koine B'Shvach Kli, which means that even when he produces the suit from your raw material, it's considered as if he was working and producing your suit and you are just paying him for the work that he put in. Is Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli yes or no? It's a Machlekes Tanoim. And the Nafkamina is going to be, if a person, let's say, hires someone to put together a suit for him, he gives him the raw material. You give the worker the raw material, he makes a beautiful suit, and then he's mazik the suit. He's mazik the suit. How much does he have to pay? Well, if the shvach, if the upgrade in value is attributed to him, and it belongs to him, because uman kain b'shvach kli, so he doesn't have to pay for that decrease in value that was caused by his damage. If he damages the suit, and it now goes down in price, so the amount that it was worth as a result of him putting it together as a suit, he's not going to be responsible for, because it would belong to him. However, if we assume that Uman is Einei Koine B'Shvach Kli, then in fact he will have to pay the entire amount of his damage, even the upgrade in price that was initially caused by his own handiwork, he will have to suffer the loss because it didn't belong to him, it belonged to you. How do we paskin lahalocha? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins Uman Einei Koine B'Shvach Kli. Now, the nafkamina is going to be, in our case, a Baal Tolin. Because if you say Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli, so it belongs to him, so when you pay him for his work, it's like you're buying the suit from him, because he was Koine B'Shvach Kli, and therefore there's no problem with Baal Tolin. He's not your worker, it's like he's selling you the suit. However, if Uman Einei Koine B'Shvach Kli, that means it's your suit that he's working on, and you're just paying him for his job, so he's your worker. So there is an Isser Baal Tolin. And since the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Uman is Einei Koine B'Shvach Kli, it therefore is going to be a problem. There's an Isser Baal Tolin if you don't pay him on time. So if he finishes the work during the day and he delivers it to you, you must pay him immediately or during the course of that day, or else you're going to be over on Baal Tolin. And if you pay him on time, you're making the mitzvah of B'yom Etit Nisharoi. We should point out as an aside that there's a chiddush of the Ktzais, and the Nesivus agrees with this chiddush, And they hold that even if you hold Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli, it doesn't mean in a literal sense that he's actually Koine the suit that he puts together. Why? Because, says the Ktois, if he was really Koine B'Shvach Kli and really Koine the suit when he put together the suit, then he shouldn't be mechuyev to sell it to you. When you give him the raw material to work on a suit, and he is finished and he's ready to sell it to you, and you want to buy it from him, can he decide that he doesn't want to sell it to you? The answer is no. He's mechuyev to sell it to you. Why? Obviously, he's not really Koine B'Shvach Kli. Even if you hold that Koine B'Shvach Kli, it just means that he has some form of kinyan in the Kli. He has a kinyan like a mashkin, like collateral that a Baal Chayv has. If you give the lender a mashkin, so he has some type of kinyan in the mashkin. So says the Ktzais, that is the type of kinyan that a worker has if you hold Koine B'Shvach Kli. The Uman doesn't have an actual acquisition, because otherwise he could decide not to sell it to you. And he certainly cannot decide not to sell it to you. Obviously, he's not really Koine B'Shvach Kli. Other places can disagree. And they hold that no, Uman is in fact Koine B'Shvach Kli. And we take this literally, that he actually acquires the upgrade in value that was a result of his handiwork. So this is a machlekes, as we mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is Ein Uman Koine B'Shvach Kli, and therefore there's going to be an Isser of Baal Tolin, and a potential violation of, as well, the Mitzvah Saseh of the Yoyim Etit Nischar if you don't pay him on time. The Shach Paskins that it's a Sfek of the Dino, so it's not 100% clear that we Paskin Uman is Ein Koine B'Shvach Kli, it's a Sofek LaHalacha, but L'maisa a person has to be Machmer. Therefore, if the dry cleaners comes back and delivers your suit, so you have to pay him on time. You have to pay him on time because he's your worker. It's not like you're buying it from him. Therefore, the halacha is going to be that you are going to have to pay him on time, or else you're going to violate the Isra of Baal Tol. However, says the Mishnah Brura, this only applies after he delivers it to you. The Isser of Baal Tolin only kicks in once you receive the item as it was delivered. But even if the item has been complete and he finished his job, but you didn't receive it yet and it's not in your possession, there is no Isser of Baal Tolin and there's no mitzvah say of Biyam Etit Nischar. As I said to Mishnah Brura. And therefore, says the Mishnah Brura as follows. If let's say it's Friday afternoon, and you have a little bit of cash on you, but you need it to buy things for Kavod Shabbos. You need to buy things that you're going to eat during the Sudan Shabbos. The question is, what are you supposed to do if the cleaners comes back and delivers your suit, and you want to pay him to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yom Etit Nischaroi and to avoid violating the Isser of Baal Tolin, but you don't then have any money left to purchase foods for Shabbos? Is a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. So what are you supposed to do? Says the Mishnah Brura, the Eitzah would be to refuse delivery. Because if you don't refuse delivery and you take the delivery, so the Isser of Baal Tolin certainly would supersede buying foods for Shabbos, and you would have to pay the dry cleaners and you wouldn't have any money available to purchase foods for Shabbos. However, if you refuse delivery, you're not going to violate Baal Tolin. And therefore, what you should do is refuse delivery, say you don't want it, and then you won't be over on the Isser, and in that way you will have money left over to purchase foods for Shabbos. However, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and he holds that you can't refuse delivery. If he is ready to deliver the suit to you, he's ready to deliver the goods, the Uman has completed his job, you have no right to refuse delivery and in that way avoid the Isser Baal Tolin. The Isser Baal Tolin would kick in, and therefore that wouldn't be a valid Eitzah. So this is a machlekes between the Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan with respect to refusing delivery when it comes to a kablan in terms of the Isser of Baal Tolin.